Back here on our special edition news magazine for our Salute to Agriculture, we're joined by the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Naig. Mr. Naig, we appreciate you joining us as always and looking forward to talking with you about our local agriculture here. And let's start off with just kind of a general outlook for our local agriculture producers and our farmers this year, as we've seen a considerable reduction in drought conditions here compared to where we were a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I can't believe that it's already time to be talking about spring and the outlook, but sure enough, here we are in March and here we go. But yes, absolutely. This is the time of year where we look at how are we doing in restoring that that soil moisture that we need to go to the field here in the spring. And the picture does look better this year versus last year, to be sure. And we've got started to pick up on a more active weather pattern here, which is good. The winter months are supposed to be drier, and as we get into spring, we're supposed to see an uptick, and we're seeing that as temperatures are starting to moderate as well. So I think from a moisture standpoint, we look pretty good. And the other, of course, just the other outlook is we're looking at the economics of 2026. And last year brought a tremendous amount of variability. Margins were under pressure. It is more so this year. The cost of inputs, the cost of producing the crop, exceeds the value of the crop in so many cases, especially when it comes to corn and soybean production. That's not sustainable. And so we've got to really work on both the input cost side, the growing of demand, and also to bring certainty where we can with policy like farm bills and E15.
Absolutely. And we're going to come back and touch on a couple of those topics coming up here in just a moment. But when we talk about that aspect of the drought, it leads into kind of a broader question about agriculture in Iowa anyways, and that's just the importance of it, right? Because this is a state where it's considered one of those flyover states, and a lot of times people like to gloss over it, but the agriculture of Iowa is so important. And so when we talk about, the drought and what it can lead to and things of that nature, it really affects more than just Iowa. So if you could maybe just talk a little bit about the importance of agriculture to our state.
Well, absolutely. And I'm glad you went there because, agriculture, U.S. agriculture, so critically important to the overall American experience. We're also talking about America 250 this year, the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And look, I sometimes think this gets, as you say, glossed over, or people forget about this, that part of the success of this country, I would argue one of the key drivers of success of this country, is that we have been able to be secure in our food and agriculture and energy production. And if you've got those things, you can build stable economies and have national security. But you don't have to wonder about that. There are places in the world that don't have that. And so agriculture at the core of a stable economy, of a stable country, I think is key and sometimes gets missed. And then you just look at that and say, well, Iowa plays, I would argue, an outsized role in that U.S. agriculture. We're one of the most productive places in the world, let alone in the United States. We produce significantly more food than we can consume within our own borders. And so obviously the rest of the country benefits from us being strong, and even consumers around the world. Now, here's the piece that's the challenge, right? You mentioned it in the weather context. Oftentimes you look at a farmer and you say a farmer's ability to be successful or profitable or productive in any given year is largely dependent on things that individual farmer can't control. He or she cannot control the weather. They cannot control global marketplace or events around the world, and yet they are impacted by them. They have to manage the risk around those things. And so really, when you get down to it, there's so much that's beyond the control of any one farmer. And yet it's incredible, even through dry years and wet years and challenging cycles, our farmers continue to be productive. They continue to innovate. And sometimes the best innovations occur, the most creativity occurs because there's challenge and because there's stress. And I think we're going through that certainly right now. But that American farmer, that Iowa farmer, critically important to who we are as a country.
I would absolutely agree with what you're saying. And as we talk about that importance, one of the big things this year is the Iowa Farm Act that is currently in the legislature and some things like that. If you could Just for those who are maybe a little bit unfamiliar with the Iowa Farm Act, tell us a little, maybe some of the key points in that Iowa Farm Act, why that is an important piece of legislature to help Iowa farmers.
Yeah, well, this is something we've never done this before in the state of Iowa. I think most people have probably heard of the Farm Bill at the national level, the federal level. And we thought that we should try something similar here. We'd seen it done in some other states, and we'd basically call it an Iowa version of a farm bill. And what that means is it's not that we haven't had farm legislation in the state of Iowa before. Of course we've had that. But what hasn't been done is to put that in a comprehensive package. What I did coming out of last session, and I do this every year. I travel the state extensively. I'm in all 99 counties at least once, oftentimes more than once. And I meet with farmers, I meet with businesses, I'm doing community roundtables, I'm talking with folks, I'm listening to folks. And every provision that's in this Farm Act ties back to either a conversation I had, a roundtable, a visit, some idea that somebody gave us, some stakeholder that said, gee, we wish that this could be changed or this would be helpful. And so we put that into one comprehensive package. It deals with property tax reform. It deals with some budget issues. It deals with property rights. It deals with something for everybody, for crop and livestock and specialty crop, agribusiness, big and small. These are things that are included in that bill, and we're excited to see it moving through the legislature. Now it's passed through both the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees, and we're pushing hard to see it accomplished here this session.
And we're excited about that too. And one thing that I know we talked about a little bit before we jumped into the interview here was the importance of E15 continuing to grow here nationally. And, throughout the month of March, we've even seen that importance of, the nationwide year-round access to E15 and the importance it has on the agriculture economy as well. When we look at the importance of what E15 truly means to our agriculture economy, what can you say about just where that kind of stands, especially as we've seen play throughout the month here, where we've run into some conflicts in the Middle East that have led to some rises in prices and some fluctuations in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is one of those things where you say, at the outset, I'm saying we need to grow demand for the things that we produce. Look, even in some challenging weather times, we still are setting or nearly setting records for production. And what that tells us is that we're going to need to continue to find markets. And we can do that internationally. Certainly trade is important. And we can do that domestically. And one of those ways that we can absolutely increase the demand for ethanol and therefore the increased demand for corn is that we could have, if Congress would pass the year-round access to E15 bill and make that available across the country. Full background here. So in the country today, and this is sort of normal in Iowa, we've seen this for a long time, but in the country today, you've essentially got an E10 or a 10% ethanol blend is kind of the base fuel in the country. Today's vehicles that are on the road can absolutely burn E15, 15% ethanol. Now in Iowa, we see that as unleaded 88 on the gas pump. And here's what Iowans know. When you see unleaded 88 or E15, you also know that it's 10 to 15 cents cheaper than E10. And that's good. Iowans are saving, upwards of $60 million a year just by pumping that E15 over the E10. By the way, that number grows as more and more fueling stations are offering E15. Just over half of our fueling stations starting this year are offering E15. So that $60 million in savings is going to go up dramatically. And what we have in the country is that there are some technicalities in federal law that prevent the sale of E15 during the summer months in most places in the country. That would require fueling stations to change out their signage and their pumps, and it could be confusing to consumers. And so I don't blame them for not wanting to offer that and have to change it out. What this provision would allow is for those fuel marketers all across the country to carry that E15 year-round. By the way, it's better for the environment. It's lower cost for consumers. It's good for our economy. Means that our ethanol plants do better. And it's good for the farmer because they're being paid more for the corn that they're growing. So you can call that win-win-win-win. And especially at a time when consumers are really looking at affordability, I think this is critically important that we get this done. I do want to say our congressional delegation, particularly Randy Feenstra, who has been leading the effort or co-chairing the effort in the House to get a bill done, really has been doing incredible work to try to get this across the line. We've been fighting hard for it for some time. We're hopeful it can get done.
And I have no doubt that you guys will work out a way to ensure that it is able to get done. As we kind of look, we've talked about the legislature piece of this with also, you know, working on trying to make that E15 nationwide year-round available there. We also have the Farm Bill moving into moving in Congress right now. When you just look at those three key aspects here of agriculture, and I know the Farm Bill is a little bit more nationwide, but even here locally, when you just look at the importance of those three things together, what is the thing that Iowa producers and farmers should be able to take away from the work that is being done to try to make these things accessible to them, while also trying to make the market a better place for them as well as we get into the spring season here?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. You know, look, when we think about policy, and especially when we think about the challenging times in our economy, this doesn't solve everything, but the ability to bring certainty when it comes to policy. And again, that's where you think about, hey, at the state level, doing that with property tax reform, doing that with increasing property rights here in the state of Iowa, doing that through the Iowa Farm Act, you know, et cetera, et cetera. When you bring certainty, that's a good thing. You know, doing that around E15 year-round nationwide at the congressional level, that would bring certainty. That would send a growth signal. The Farm Bill does the same thing in that, you know, it brings certainty in terms of policy, commodity programs, crop insurance, conservation, rural development, research. I mean, every title in the Farm Bill has got something that impacts the state of Iowa. And if you can bring certainty around that, that says, hey, this program is locked in for the next 5 years, that's something. And I think that's why I stress on the policy side of this, that we should be doing everything we can to bring stability to a marketplace, or, you know, to a situation that's really tough for our farmers. Doesn't solve everything. You've got to work on the input side, getting costs down, and you got to work on the demand side, increasing that. But in the middle, you really do need to be doing the work to get policy done. And you could do that at the state level and federally.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Secretary Mike Naig, the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Iowa, here on our special edition news magazine for our Salute to Agriculture. Kind of changing gears here a little bit. One thing I know we've talked about in the past is Choose Iowa. And when we've talked about it, we've continued to see growth in this program, and it's a really important part of not only Iowa agriculture, but just a lot of the work that you're doing to really make things locally, make sure that local producers are getting highlighted as well, and we just continue to see that interest and growth level rise in Choose Iowa here across the state.
Well, absolutely. And look, I view it as one of the most important jobs. One of my most important jobs as Secretary of Agriculture is to be fighting for those markets. Again, wherever they are, if I can travel internationally and lead a trade mission, I'll do it. If I can help advocate for, or we can bring certainty in the marketplace domestically, more protein, more ethanol, and, you know, we need to be focused on those things. But I also think that we can do this and are seeing it happen at the very local level. We've done some research on this. 80%+ of those surveyed will tell you that they will go out of their way to buy an Iowa grown, Iowa made, or Iowa raised product. A significant percent of Iowans will also say they would pay a little more for that product because they value buying local, they value the quality, the freshness, that sort of thing. And that's where we came with the launch Choose Iowa just a little over 2.5 years ago now, and seen dramatic growth. We have over 340 members now today in 90 counties. Boy, we're really pushing hard to get a member in every county of the state. We're working hard to do that. But folks can go to chooseiowa.com and you can see a directory of those 340 members. Again, this is all about Iowa grown, Iowa made, Iowa raised. Everything from meat to dairy, fruits and vegetables, you know, bakeries, distilleries, breweries, winemaking, let me see, flowers, horticulture crops, Christmas trees. I mean, just a range of things that's all about adding value to our communities and creating business opportunities. And Iowans get what they want, which is more local. So this has been a tremendous amount of fun, but also most importantly, it's creating business opportunities where they didn't exist before, or expanding that opportunity for so many folks. And a lot of beginning new and small and young farmers are also getting involved in this program, which is a great opportunity as well.
And just kind of making this to, kind of bringing it to the local level too. I know that one of the first times that we had a chance to talk about it was in Warren County, a couple of, businesses or a couple of places over in Warren County that are a part of this Choose Iowa. And when we look at Marion and Jasper counties as well, what have you kind of seen within the Choose Iowa movement but across those three counties, and just continuing to bring that even more local feel of Choose Iowa, even maybe even instead of in terms of the local being Iowa, but even making it more local to our three counties here that we cover in our area.
Oh yeah, we've got I know for a fact that in that specific geography you've got flower shops. I know you've got some honey. I know there's several doing meat direct to consumer sales. Some veg, certainly veg production, meat processing. I mean, it's a variety of things. And here's an area that I think we're really excited about, is that we're seeing a trend or a great growing interest in farm experiences. So things like farm to table dinners. Maybe a farm is working with a chef from town that they can do an event out on the farm and use locally grown, locally raised as the main course, the ingredients for that dinner. Serve some local wine or some local distilled spirits or local something that's been brewed, and that can be a great experience in addition to connecting people with, hey, did you know that these things are being grown right in your backyard? The other is around a lot of retail stores. So I've seen meat lockers that now have a retail store where you can walk in and buy meat and maybe some other things as well. But also just on-farm retail stores. Maybe somebody repurposed a barn, and they've got they're carrying their own products, but other people's products. Again, I think those are just tremendous experiences for folks. I say go out and get on a gravel road and do some touring and stop at a couple members and have a learn something, but also do some business and buy some products that are going to be fantastic. But again, these are all things that you can find ChooseIowa.com. Lots of experiential things happening here. Trails. We have an app that people can check in at these different Choose Iowa members and earn points. I mean, it is an exciting time to be doing this, and we're just again seeing a lot of growth.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Naig, or about the special edition news magazine, Salute to Agriculture. And before we kind of wrap things up here, this is a very busy time of the year, and I know you experience this from all different angles because you're, as you mentioned, you're traveling to all the different counties across the state to, check in with our local agriculture producers. And when you look at it from the perspective of, I know you farm as well. You also are in charge of all this stuff. Just kind of looking at kind of general safety when it comes to making sure that not only are our agriculture producers, our farmers staying safe, but also the traveling public as we get into a time that is a lot more where there's a lot more farm equipment on our roadways and a lot of semis moving different products as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm so glad you brought this up. And that is something that we want everybody, the farm public, the non-farm public, to get through spring, a very, very busy time, safe and sound. And that is the most important thing. Unfortunately, we've had some there have been some deaths this past year in Iowa and in some neighboring states around in grain bins. And that is a that's about something that we all work around on a regular basis, and yet it can still be a problem. Folks kind of lose focus or forget some of those safety procedures. I think that's maybe one of the things that I most think about in my own life and on our farm, is just you get thinking about other things, you get moving really fast, you're working long hours, and sometimes safety is not top of mind like it should be. And so I just want to remind people, if this is your first time running a piece of equipment or doing a something on the farm or your 50th time or 100th time, you need to be thinking about staying focused on what you're doing and not letting your mind wander. On the roads, it's a busy time and there's equipment moving. It's big equipment, sometimes happening before dawn or after dusk. And it really can be a challenging time. Those operators can't always see you as well as you can see them. And so I just say, slow down, give folks a wide berth and really remember everybody's trying to get somewhere and let's do that safe and sound. The other piece that I just want to mention, and it does have to do with the fact that we're experiencing a lot of stress in the farm sector right now, our farmers, our farm businesses. And I just want to tell folks, I want to remind folks that it's okay to feel stress. It's okay to have concerns. It's not okay to not talk to somebody. And I just want to remind folks, talk to somebody, talk to a friend, talk to somebody you do business with, talk to your spouse, talk to your dog, talk to a pastor, seek out help. There's also the Iowa Concerns Hotline is one of the best resources that I can think of for all kinds of challenges and that folks might be having. That's 1-800-447-1985, the Iowa Concern Hotline. Would recommend that to folks, share that number with friends if you think they need help. But it's not a time to go it alone. It's a time to be talking with friends and let them support you.
Secretary Nag, it's always a pleasure getting to talk with you about our local agriculture, and I look forward to our next conversation as well.
Thank you so much. Great to catch up and wishing everybody a safe and productive 2026.
Absolutely. That was Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag here on our special edition news magazine for Salute to Agriculture.